Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for joining us. This is Serge from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. I am speaking with Garen Melikian, whom I met about 30 years ago in New York, who has made a decision to move to Armenia and live in Yerevan, Armenia, as he stated, the Greenwich Village, or as we say in Armenian, the Gentron or center of Yerevan near the Opera House. Garen, welcome again, and thank you for continuing the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Garen, I was listening to an interview that you had done in Armenian, and I didn't have time to listen to the full interview, but you said something which I found to be a very interesting comment. You're an Armenian from Iran, as I am an Armenian from Iran. We had to leave Iran, and now I live in New York. I lived in Manhattan for many years. Now I'm a full-time resident of upstate New York, and I have my restaurant, Saravan. Mm-hmm. And you lived in the southern part of Iran, and then I'm not sure if you went to London or not, but you and your sister was in London, and then you moved to the U.S., and now you live in Yerevan, Armenia. So this notion of you and I being Armenians, mm-hmm. and this notion of you and I having lived in different countries because of circumstances of life. And as I was listening to your interview in Armenian, you were asked, what is your feeling about the Armenian, or your connection to Armenians, or your sense of Armenian? And if I understood you correctly, you said, Ankaz makerpats mehu.
You know? Right.
unorganized bee without a nest. Mm-hmm. A bee that is industrious, that goes from tree to tree and tries to make honey mm-hmm. with what he can or mm-hmm. she can. Mm-hmm. Which I had never thought about. And I would love you to elaborate on that a little bit more in English, because it's like such a beautiful image and I relate to that very much.
Sure. Yeah. It's, you know, I guess throughout our history, Armenians, though I think at many times that, you know, the Armenians proclaiming to be Armenians today, do they really have much to do with the Armenians of, I don't know, 20 centuries ago, you know, BC area and so time period and so forth. We claim to have a history of, you know, 5,000 years, and some would say more, some would say less, and what have you. But we have always been wanting to create and construct and be positive, I think, without, I don't want to sound, you know, too full of ourselves, but I think that there is that element of construction, of wanting to create, and as humans do. I mean, that's not something which is only about Armenians, you know. I think that all human beings throughout history, that's what we do and that's what we like to. But that is something that we can kind of continuously see wherever this group of people have moved to, whether it was their own, you know, country, or whether in host countries and in Iran, and, you know, Mesopotamia, you know, going as far as, you know, Europe and various areas.
I mean, we're talking as far as Japan,
Yes.
As far as LA, Westwood. But beyond our rich history, and we do have a rich history, and we did have our golden era. But when we come to the 19th, 20th, and 21st century of today, I like that that image of a bee without a nest, without a queen and nest, but yet having to make what a bee makes, which is honey, with whatever the bee can. And I know that I, as an Armenian growing up in Iran, I 100% relate to that industriousness and the nature of the bee that you described. Do you agree? Do you?
Yes. I think that this issue of identity is at the very, very core of all of what Armenians, whether it be in Armenia proper or in the diaspora scattered, all across the globe, there is this identity. I mean, one of the things that we've been told, and of course it's a historical fact that, that this small group of people accepted, there was the first nation, as a nation accepted Christianity, so that's part of your identity, and on and on and on, and various other things. But I think there is a more...
And then also our language and our alphabet.
Of course. But I think that there are traits that we are also both negative and positive that we have not been able to filter and therefore... get the essence of what that may be, that what is it that you can say, and not for others but for yourself.
Well, you're raising a very interesting point now, because here you are an Armenian, if I'm not mistaken, from Abadan, Tehran, right?
I was born in Abadan, that's right. Yeah.
Abadan, the most southern part of Iran by the Persian Gulf. And then you went to London, then you lived in New York, and now you live in Armenia. So how has Garen's sensibility and of his own identity of I'm an Armenian, how has that evolved or solidified? Has it solidified in any shape and form? Has it changed?
I think that it has solidified in the sense that I have a more specific understanding of where things ought to rest, if you will.
What do you mean by rest?
For where they need to be. Okay. Where they need to within myself, and also ultimately we don't live in the air. Wow. You get a New Yorker, New Yorker can go to California, enjoy California, but there will be certain things that they will take from New York, or they will seek in California or wherever they may go, that is kind of specific to that kind of a thinking or vibe or understanding or what have you, or let's say eastern part of the United States. I don't want to just concentrate here in New York.
Regional customs, regional
exactly. Sure. And therefore we are kind of grounded ultimately as human beings, and our surroundings mean something to us and has helped us form our identity, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And I think that in that respect, I often go back to the first time that I visited here in Soviet times. I was a young kid, 17 years old, along with my my baby sister Melanie, who was 12 back then, and we came for a tour for about 3 weeks to Armenia from England, and I had the pleasure of meeting with a poet who was still alive back then, Hovhannes Shiraz.
Oh wow!
And
what a privilege!
Yeah, it was. It really was, and it was an honor, obviously, but I later on kind of realized that it was a curse too, because he looked at suddenly, because he liked to drink a lot, and it was like 11 a.m. and he was already kind of half drunk, and I asked him, could you please sign a poetry book that I'd purchased for him to sign, and he just suddenly, he had very piercing eyes, and he like straight looked at me and said, "What was your name again?" And I said, "Garin," and I went, you know, half scared, and then he said, and he started, hitting the table, and he said, "This is like a magnet," meaning this country, this land. "This is a magnet. Wherever you go, you will come back here." And then years, and when I came out, I said that, you know, this is Soviet Union. Are you crazy? I'm not going to, you know, how am I going to move here and blah, blah, blah. And then years later, when I started to come on a more regular basis, and now that I am, living here on a more permanent basis, I said, "Oh my God, this guy cursed me," you know, and there is, I came to realize that there is this magnet.
Well,
and that's what kind of revolves in a very metaphoric manner, if I may.
Yes. I mean, I having visited Armenia myself now, I don't know, 4 or 5 times, there surely is a magnet and there surely is an allure. And one of the reasons I want to do this series about Armenia for our listeners. By the way, if you're joining us, this is Serge from Serevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters, speaking with Garin Melikyan at Yerevan, Armenia. One of the reasons I want to do this series is because of the allure and the nature of Armenia. And I want to finish with this line, and hopefully we can have another brief conversation together, Garin. A friend of mine asked me, "Do you think you can live in Armenia?" And I said, "Yes." She goes, "But why?" I said, "You know, not because I'm an Armenian, but because I am drawn to it, the aesthetics."
Yes.
"The views, the sounds, the scenery. I am drawn to it." So I hope that we can continue this conversation. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is Serge from Serevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. And I had the privilege of speaking with Garin Melikyan from Yerevan, Armenia.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Serevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Serevan Restaurant in Armenia, New York, serevan.com on the web.